The earth is in a blaze. The world is in a maze. The way of life today is strange and odd. What happened across the sea may come to you and me. Oh, come, let us go back to God, go back.
Let us go back.
Come on.
Let us go back
to God.
I know the way.
Without
my Lord. Mighty hard. Oh, yeah.
Afternoon, Miss Mouse.
Afternoon, Sheriff. You know the Fontes boy.
McAtee Fontes?
No, not him. Wee Mac. McAtee's eldest.
Oh, yeah. I believe I do.
Well, he's a good boy now. Mm-hmm. But he done gone down to the Costco in Pascagoula and got himself a blaster.
What?
And he been playing that music.
Well, if you want, you know, I
loud!
Well, I could go talk to him.
Left my wallet, Nell Segundo.
He left his wife.
Hippity-hop music. You know, they calls it hippity-hop music, but it don't make me want to go hippity-hop.
Mm-mm.
And Otha don't like that music neither.
It's been disturbing Otha then, has it?
Well, how could it help but do? Left my wallet in El Segundo.
He left his wife.
Do you know what they call colored folks in them songs? Have you got any idea?
No, ma'am, I don't think.
Niggas!
Ooh.
I don't even want to say the word. Nah, I won't say it twice. I can tell you that. I said one time.
Yes, ma'am.
In the course of swearing out my complaint.
Yes, sir.
Niggas. 2,000 years after Jesus. 30 years after Martin Luther King, the age of Montel. Lord of mercy, is that where we at?
Mm-hmm.
We Mac down to Pascagoula and getting himself a big old thump at the stereo so he can listen to that trash. Sheriff, you got to help that boy.
You want me to help him?
Extend that helping hand. Show an interest.
Well, we're here to help.
Well, God bless you for that. You don't want to be tried and found wanting.
No, ma'am.
No, many done tunk a low poison, Sheriff. Many done tunk a low poison.
Hey, what, ma'am?
You been tried and found wanting. You don't want that writing on the wall.
Oh, no, ma'am. Don't want that on the wall.
Feast of Baltazar.
Yeah, that sounds good.
The Apostle John said, "Behold, there's a stranger in our midst. Come to destroy us."
Yes, ma'am.
Come. Let us go back to God. Go back to God.
Come on.
Let's go back to God.
Let us go back.
Let's go back to God.
Come on.
Let's go back to God.
Let us go,
let's go back to God.
Come on.
Let's go
both I went and complained about Wee Mac today. Don't know if he'd do any good. That boy hanging by a thread over the pit. Fiery pit. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Oh! 67 years of life. 46 years of marriage. You mean to tell me you never once suffered from pals? Well, it's the human condition. Most humans, anyhow. Like that ball player said, world's got two kind of folks. Them that's got the pals and them that's gonna get them. But you always was healthy as an ox. Passed on before you could get the pals. Mm-hmm. Ooh, thank the Lord you never was sick. Just want to pass away nice and peaceful. Go to sleep one night. Wake up in the glory land. Woo! Pickles! Go fetch Pickles!
Pickles?
Oh, he's up that tree again. You better shimmy on up.
Well, I do apologize, madam, but won't the feline eventually tire of his lonely perch and pining for his master's affection and return on his own initiative? The point being, must we actually ascend the tree?
Look, I don't want no double talk. Now, if you're not gonna fetch him, I guess I gotta call the police.
Police?
And they not gonna be happy. Every time they have to fetch him, they swear they never do it no more.
No need to call the authorities, madam. I did this often as a child. As a positive lemur. Here, kitty.
Don't upset him now.
I wouldn't think of it, madam. Harmless little Felix domesticus.
Here, kitty. Come to GH. Come, come. Hey, kitty. Hey, kitty. Come, come. Come. No, 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 no.
That's not how Sheriff Weiner do it.
Come, come, come. Come. Come to the professor.
Thank you, madam, for your act of kindness.
You let him out.
I certainly did, and for that I apologize no end. Allow me to present myself formally. Goldthwaite Higginson Doar, Ph.D.
Like Elmer?
I beg your pardon, ma'am?
Bud.
No, no, Ph.D., is a mark of academic attainment bestowed in my case in recognition of my mastery of the antique languages of Latin and Greek. I also hold a number of other advanced degrees, including the baccalaureate from a school in Paris, France called the Sorbonne.
Sorbonne. Well, that fits. You ever study at Bob Jones University?
I have not had that privilege.
Oh, that's a Bible school. Only the finest in the country. I send them $5 every month.
That is very
I'm
generous.
On the mailing list.
Indeed.
I'm an angel.
Are you? Yes.
Oh, they list my name in the newsletter every issue.
Do they?
Oh, I got the little tour right over here if you'd like to examine it.
Perhaps when my head has recovered from its buffeting. Ms. Munson, are you at all curious as to why I darkened your door, as the expression would have it, on this lovely, lovely camellia-scented morn?
Well, I was wondering till you let Pickles out.
I quite understand.
Then in all excitement,
The fact is, I saw the sign in your window advertising a room to let, and there are no other such signs among the houses on this charming, charming street.
Yeah, I got a room. $15 a week. I'm looking for a quiet tenant.
Madam, you are addressing a man who is quiet, and yet not quiet, if I may offer a riddle.
I am currently on sabbatical from the institution where I teach, the University of Mississippi at Hattiesburg. I'm taking a year off to indulge my passion, and I do not believe that's too strong a word, for the music of the Renaissance. Mm-hmm. I perform in and have the honor of directing a period instrument ensemble that performs at Renaissance fairs and other cultural fora throughout central southern Mississippi. We perform on the instruments for which the music was originally composed. In the
now, wait a minute. You got some kind of band.
The word band would be, in this context, something of a misnomer. Though we do play together, hence the word ensemble, the nature of the music is such that one would hesitate to apply the epithet band with connotations of jangling.
So y'all don't play no hippity hop. I left my wallet in El Segundo. Songs with the title spelt all funny.
No. We play music that has been composed to the greater glory of God. Devotional music. Church music.
Gospel music?
Well, inspired by the gospel, certainly. The vintage, of course, is no more recent than the Rococo.
Rococo, huh? Well, I guess that'd be okay.
But I don't propose to inflict our rehearsals on you. May I inquire, do you have a root cellar? Ah. Yes. Yes, yes. This looks promising.
A little dank, ain't it?
Indeed. That only improves the acoustics.
Hurry! Hurry! Hurry!
Marvelous. Yes. Oh, these earthen walls are ideal for baffling the higher registers of the lute or sackbut. That is why so much music of the Cinquecento is played in crypts and catacombs. This is ideal. This is perfect. This is more than perfect. I could scarcely contain my glee.
Oh, you're containing it okay.
I sure will be done with the
trouble. You gotta peel this shit out. Sometimes it sticks to the bottom. Dang, she smells like rot. You wouldn't even believe this, man. Even out here on the casino floor, you're gonna find goddamn mercy pads, tucks. I don't know what the fuck people be doing here about they gambling.
Man, I ain't peeling no funky shit with my human hands. That ain't nothing but a prescription for diseases and viruses and shit attacking your fucking inside.
Oh, well, shit, you gotta do it, because Mr. Guz checks everything. Now, let's turn the leaves back onto the land for all the people that work for Mannix. Mannix Corporation, they own the Bandit Queen, three other boats. Now, this is where they think on their corporate shit, Guz and them. I mean, the life's as ugly as all hell, but shit, ain't as many tucks. Let me in, motherfucker.
What's the password?
Kiss my ass. Now, this is where they count the dough. Now, if you try to take him, the Elmont over there shoot your ass. God damn! Dog, this is a motherfucking pigsty, man. You are a squeaky-ass motherfucking pig. Man, look at you. You got Cocoa Krispies on your uniform, got breakfast in, you still eating goddamn lunch, man. I swear to God, if ass was nickels, you'd be a motherfucking millionaire. Spread out, boy. Look at you. You a disgrace before God. You is a fat motherfucker, man. I swear. Hey, Mr. Gudger. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine.
All right.
So, how's the new man?
Oh, shit. Clean the motherfucker, man.
Is that a fact?
What's up, my nigga?
God! God damn it, his canteen fell off. Props! The goddamn thing's canteen fell off.
Okay, we're prepared for that. Mountain, put Otto into the apparatus.
What the hell is this?
World War I vintage gas mask. It's authentic. Strapped on, of course, so it can't fall off. And the animal is free to be as active as he wants. Doesn't inhibit his movement in any way. And I think it really sells the whole doughboy thing.
No, it looks like a fucking joke.
You're absolutely right. The gas mask is a whimsical concept.
How the hell's it eat when it gets to the nibbles ready to eat?
Well, you're absolutely right.
Don't let the client see this. Or that humane fucker.
No, of course not.
Let's just shut the fucking spot down, Pancake. Then just shut the fucking spot down. Okay, put the goddamn canteen back on the dock. That says he's a soldier. Dented tin canteen, right? Strap it to his fucking car.
Easiest thing in the world. I just thought...
What?
Yeah, but you're right. Canteen's much better. Good concept. Let's go with that.
What's he doing?
Well, he's, just breathe normally, Otto.
The fucking dog can't breathe.
Oh, no, he can breathe. That thing is... Just breathe normally, Otto.
The fucking dog can't breathe. The fucking dog cannot breathe. Okay, get that fucking thing off of him.
Of course. Easiest thing in the world. Don't have my Leatherman. Mountain, give me your Leatherman. Chop, chop.
Chichu. Make sure that humane fucker doesn't come over here, okay? Distract him. Oh, shit.
There we go. Mountain, have Electric run me a stinger. Don't give up on me, Otto. Mountain, I need two live leads.
Garth, the Jenny's 100 yards away.
God damn it. Otto's gonna have irreversible brain damage in about 30 seconds. Here we go. Okay. Kiss of life.
Otto is fucking dead. What the fuck are you doing? Otto is fucking dead!
320! 320!
Tiger, X-slant, on one. Ready?
Hut!
Split left, 68, Z-go, you the man. Hey, butthead!
Huh?
You the man.
Me the man?
On one. Ready?
390. 390.
Hudson, get your ass off the field. Get your ass off the field. God damn it. Hudson, get your ass off my field. You couldn't catch a cold.
Just another day, another job. 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 Just another day, another job.
All right, Dragon Lady, we want that fucking money.
We want that donut money.
I'm George, and I... Dia, Dia, quite enjoy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dia, Dia.
Okay, Papa, sir.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
We want that donut money.
We ain't fucking around, Mr. Hi-Ho.
Look, this fucking thing, it ain't that complicated. You give us all the fucking money, you don't get shot in the head. All
right, you got 3 seconds. You got 3 fucking seconds, all right? 1, 2, 3, you understand?
We want that donut money.
I'm gonna count uno, and two, and...
His fingers are way the fuck up my nose. Get your fingers out my man's nose.
No, ma'am. Café?
Let it shine.
came down the mountain, carrying the word of God. Come down that Sinai peak, he caught them Israelites red-handed. What did he catch them doing? He caught them worshiping a golden calf. He caught them worshiping a false god. He caught them Israelites in decline.
In decline.
What did Moses do when he saw those declining, backsliding, never-minding sinners?
What did he do?
What did he do? Moses smote those sinners in his wrath. Yes, he did. Y'all know what smote is. I smite, you smite, he smites, we done smote. To smite is to go upside the head. Because sometimes, brothers and sisters, that's the only way. To smite is to remind we got to stop that decline and scramble back up to the face of the Almighty God. Instead of worshiping that golden calf, that earthly trash on that garbage island, in the shadow land. Way outside the kingdom of God, that garbage island was scavenger birds feast on the bones of the backs of Leiden Dam. And so, let us pray.
I do so hope this is not an inopportune time for our first practice.
Somebody die?
I beg your pardon. Oh! No. No, I'm not bereaved. Though it is so kind of you to inquire, the hearse is simply a vehicle commodious enough to accommodate all the members of our ensemble. And, of course, our instruments, contrived in an age ignorant of miniaturization. Allow me to introduce my friends, my colleagues, these devoted and passionate musicians.
And no smoking in this house.
Oh. Sorry.
What do you think, General? Present any problems? Good, then. Gentlemen, why don't we crowd around and go over the plan? Gentlemen, this is the Bandit Queen, the gambling den, cash cow, Sodom of the Mississippi Delta, and the focus of our little exercise. Here is Orchard Street. Here is the residence of Marva Munson, the charming lady whom you all met moments ago. Gentlemen, I'm sure you're all aware that the Solons of the state of Mississippi, to wit its legislature, have decreed that no gaming establishments shall be erected within its borders upon dry land. They may, however, legally float. While the gambling activity is restricted to these riverboats, no such restrictions apply to the functions ancillary to this cash-besotted business. The casino's offices, locker rooms, facilities to cook and clean, and most importantly, its counting houses. The reinforced, secret, super-secure repositories of the Lucre may all be situated wherever. Gawain, where is wherever?
You say what?
Where is the money?
Oh, okay, look. At the end of every shift, pit boss brings the cash down to the hold of the ship in a locked cash box. Then once a day, all the cash is moved down to the counting room.
And where is the counting room?
Well, be right there in that square. Where you point?
And what to flog a horse that, if not dead, is at this point in mortal danger of expiring, does this little square represent?
Offices. Underground.
Underground. Underground. During the casino's hours of operation, the door to this counting room is fiercely guarded. The door itself is of redoubtable Pittsburgh steel. When the casino closes, this entire underground complex is locked up, and the armed guard retreats to the casino's main entrance. There, then, far from the guard, reposes the money. behind a 5-inch thick steel portal, yes. But the walls, gentlemen, the walls are but humble masonry, behind which is only the soft, loamy soil deposited over centuries by the old man, the meandering Mississippi as it fanned its way back and forth across a great alluvial plain, leaving earth. This earth. The general here, whose curriculum vitae comprehends massive tunneling experience of the soil of his native French Indochina, shall be directing our little old tunneling operation. Goth Pancake, though a master of none, is a jack of all those trades corollary to our aim. He will be doing such fabricating and demolition work as our little caper shall require.
Happy to be on board.
Gawain is our proverbial inside man. He has managed to secure himself a berth on the custodial staff of the Bandit Queen.
Damn Skippy.
And this brings us to Lump. To look at Lump, you might wonder, what specialized expertise could he possibly offer our merry little band of miscreants? Well, gentlemen, in a project of such risks, it is imperative to enlist the services of a hooligan, a goon, an ape, a physical brute, someone who will be our security, our battering ram, our blunt instrument. And on our behalf, I wish him a warm miss. Be welcome.
Look at him.
Some nigga.
Well, gentlemen, here you are. Men of different backgrounds and differing talents. Men with, in fact, but two things in common. One, you all saw fit to answer my advertisement in the Memphis Scimitar. And two, you're all going to be, in consequence, very, very incredibly rich. Let us revel in our adventure, gentlemen. Let us make beautiful music together. And by all means, let us keep this to ourselves. What we say in this root cellar, let it stay in this root cellar.
There's no I in team.
We were about to take a break anyway. The glissandi on this particular piece are technically very, very demanding, and I'm sure we would all welcome a moment of R&R.
Well, I just thought maybe you'd like to see... What have you gotten into, honey? Why are you sweating like that?
Cause that one right there, he plays one bitch barrel full of a sack butt. Ain't that right, Lump? I'm telling you, he can tear it up, right, Lump? I ain't nobody played a sack butt like Lump right there. He, don't be shy, Lump. Don't be shy. Lump, that boy, he go out like it was some pussy. Oh, shit!
Mind your mouth. This is a Christian house, boy. No hippity-hop language in here. Sometimes it's the only way.
Now listen, you ain't gonna hit
me. I'm trying to help you, boy. Better yourself.
So you should, madam, so you should. Gawain is so far transported by his love of the music of the early Renaissance.
Don't make me no never mind. He transported. You been smoking.
Oh, certainly not, madam. I understand your indignation, man. And I was offering an explanation, not an excuse. I myself
am... Hey, don't be expecting me, dog! You can't read my motherfucking mind, man! You might got your PhD, but I got my GED! Nigga?
A fiery lad. But then, youth is fiery. A fact often remarked upon by the poets of the Romantic era.
My youth, I was in church. I wasn't walking around fiery. Youth ain't no excuse for nothing. Anyhow, I just came to show you the fife. Otha's fife. Boy, and his own. I thought maybe you being a man of music, you'd be interested.
Oh, indeed, I am.
Cut it itself and bind his holes. The Israelites called it a kali. Yeah, you can read all about it in the Bible. Ain't nothing new under the sun.
Indeed. No.
Gone these 20 years. He was some kind of man. Blood to Kali.
Don't suppose Osa turned his hand or turned his lip to blowing the shofar? The ceremonial ram's horn sounded by the priests of the Hebrews.
Now I don't know nothing about that. Oh, they never blowed no shofar.
Of course not.
Not to the extent of my knowledge. Now, Carl E. was good enough for my Otha. Some kind of man. Some kind of man.
Oh, God damn. Come on, girl. Let me get one little peek. Don't be cruel. Come on, just one butt cheek. Pull that ass out and make it clap. just because I'm dressed like a janitor don't mean you got to do me dirty. This motherfucker's the jackpot. Come on, girl. Come on, we ain't blowing these dice. You know, I'm a 7 on the rollout, but I'm a 10 the hard way. And I ain't just talking crap. Mr. Gudge. She had an ass that could pull a bus. I mean, good. It was more than ass. It was literature.
Yeah, I don't care how big her ass was, but Sam, you're fired.
You say what?
There is no fraternizing with customers on the Bandit Queen. Clean out your locker.
But, Mr. Good, I wasn't
trying. Get out of here, you're fired.
You can't fire me. I'll sue your ass.
Sue me? For what?
For fucking punitive damages, man.
Punitive damages.
Yeah, punitive damages. You goddamn skip it.
Oh, punitive damage.
Yeah, I see why you fired me, Mr. Good. It's simple and plain. You fired me because I'm black.
McSam, everybody on the custodial staff is black. Your replacement is gonna be black. His replacement, no doubt, will be black.
Well, the fucking judge is gonna be black, motherfucker.
Oh.
And you gonna stand tall before the man. Oh. And your replacement's gonna be black. Motherfucker.
Thank you.
Oh, my. Oh, my. This is a severe setback. I'm distraught. I'm more than distraught. I am devastated. I'm beside myself. I'm at a positive loss for words.
You still talking okay, though?
Have you all decided?
Madam, we must have waffles. We must all have waffles forthwith. We must all think. We must all have waffles and thank each and every one of us to the very best of his ability. Perhaps if you apologize to the man and gave him flowers, or perhaps a fruit basket,
with a card depicting a misty seascape and inscribed with a sentiment.
I ain't apologizing to that motherfucker. He fired me because I'm black.
You can't do that. You could sue him, open and shut case.
Fucking ass.
Surely a chocolate assortment has been known to melt the heart of even the hardest misanthrope.
That man ain't rolling over for no fucking candy bar.
We've had a bit of a setback on the tunneling front, too. We've run into a pretty large rock.
Rock.
Very bad. Very bad.
Oh, my. Seems that the poet was right. Troubles never singly come.
Oh, no, we can get through the rock. No worries there. Easiest thing in the world. Why, we just blow right through it. I got a pyro license. Just bore a hole in the rock, pack in a little plastique, and igneous blows pretty good. And then
hello, Garth. Am I ordering that primer cord?
Yes, Mountain. We were just talking about that. And some plastique.
What the fuck is this?
Well, this is Mountain Girl. Mountain is my right hand. She helps me out with ordnance. Helps me with damn near everything.
Hey, you bought your bitch to the Waffle Hut?
I must confess myself to be puzzled as well. I thought it was understood that when it came to our little enterprise, mom was the word.
Of course, I understand that, but this is Mountain Girl. I don't keep secrets from Mountain. That's not how you maintain a loving, caring relationship.
You bought your bitch to the Waffle Hut. The man bought his bitch to the Waffle Hut.
All right, look, you. I will thank you to stop referring to Mountain that way. She is the other half of my life.
Everybody looking at me like I'm some kind of fucker for losing a sorry-ass job. And this motherfucker brings his bitch to the motherfucking Waffle Hut.
Son of a bitch punk. Shut your goddamn mouth.
You better raise the fuck up, fucker.
No,
fuck
no,
up.
No, you don't back the fuck up. No. You don't back that shit the fuck up.
What? Please. Please, gentlemen, this behavior does you no credit in the eyes of your colleagues, nor in those of the other patrons of this Waffle Hut.
Punk. Oh, look at this. I got blueberry syrup on my safari jacket.
Gentlemen, I propose that we consider the matter of this woman, Mountain Water, to be...
Mountain Girl.
I'm so very sorry. I propose that we consider this matter closed. And we shall choose to trust her, since we have no choice... And since she shall share only in Mr. Pancake's portion of the booty.
Of course. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, you damn right you won't.
Up yours, punk.
Oh, fuck you and the Swiss Miss.
The matter of disposing of our igneous impediment is also closed, settled. It leaves us only with the question of Gawain retrieving his John.
Coach.
Yes, Lump.
Couldn't we just bribe the guy?
You are a reading fool, aren't you, Mr. Doyle?
Yes, sir. I must confess. I often find myself more at home in these ancient volumes than I do in the hustle-bustle of the modern world. To me, paradoxically, the literature of the so-called dead tongues holds more currency than this morning's newspaper. In these books, in these volumes, there is the accumulated wisdom of mankind which succors me when the day is hard and the night lonely.
Wisdom of mankind, huh? What about the wisdom of the Lord?
Oh, yes, yes. The good book. I have found reward in its pages. But to me, there are other good books as well. Heavy volumes of antiquity, freighted with the insights of man's glorious age. And then, of course... I just love, love, love the works of Mr. Edgar Allan Poe.
Well, I know who he was. Kind of spooky.
No, madam, no, no. Not of this world, it's true. He lived in a dream. An ancient dream. Helen. Thy beauty is to be like those Nicean barks of yore, that gently o'er the perfume sea the weary, wayworn wanderer bore to his own native shore.
Who was Helen? Some kind of whore of Babylon?
One doesn't know who Helen was. But I picture her as being very, very extremely pale. Ms. Munson, I have been trying to figure out some way of expressing my gratitude to you for taking in this weary, wayworn wanderer. It's just a little old present. Why, it's hardly anything at all.
Oh, and Mr. Dorr, you are a gallant man.
Oh, madam, I blush, I melt. No, I just happened to hear of this gospel concert tomorrow night, the Mighty Mighty Clouds of Joy, and I thought you and a friend from church perhaps would.
Yes, I have a widow lady friend.
The concert is up in Memphis, so I have arranged a car service to transport you through. Huh?
Oh. Well, Chaplain, how you doing?
Good evening, Miss Monson. I just stopped by here to let you know I did have a talk with wee man, and he told me he's going to comply with your request in keeping that music down in neighborhood. So you just go and have yourself a pleasant evening.
Wait a minute. I got somebody I want you to meet.
Ma'am, you know what? I'm a little pressed for time.
You got a gang of bank robbers you chasing? Come on in here. Say hello. Yeah, Ms. Monson, we were having tea. Jesus, I'll never forget. You set my soul free. Bust his own dishes. You can always tell the gentleman.
Somebody was in here, man?
Yeah, with me and Otha.
Well, you know what? Maybe I'll catch him the next time.
Come on up to his room with me and say hello.
I've got a family. My wife's got dinner on the table. I really have to be going.
Oh, man. He is neat.
Yes, ma'am. He's very neat.
Probably went down to the cellar to play with his friends.
Ma'am, I really got to be going now.
What?
Ma'am, I really need to be getting back. Miss Munson, Miss Munson?
Why, Professor? What in the world are you doing having tea down there?
Miss Munson? Oh, Lord Jesus. Miss Munson.
Let it go, your child. Come on out from under that.
Miss Munson, my pager just went off. I got to go. Uh-huh. I'll meet you and your friend later.
That was refreshing.
Well, have a good evening now.
As you know, we academics are inordinately fond of wedging ourselves into confined spaces. Mm. At Yale, these students will see how many of their number they can enclose in a telephone booth. At Harvard, a broom closet. Oh, oops, I didn't spill my tea.
Well, what the hell is this?
I guess it's just my way of saying, well, goddamn it, Mr. Gudge. Look here, I don't know what it's like walking in your shoes, you know, with you being a tight ass and all, and I'm pretty sure you don't know what it's like walking in my shoes. See, Mr. Goods, there's the custodian, right? And then there's the man inside the custodian. And that's the motherfucker we got a problem with. See, because that man, he got needs, Mr. Goods, and normally those needs got to do with women with big asses. I guess my point being is, I realize I'm a bunky junkie, but if you would have seen the kettle drums on this girl, Mr. Goods, whew.
Well, we all human. This apology buys you a 1 week probationary period.
Thank you, Mr. Gudge.
Stay away from the customers, McSam.
drill bits getting awfully hot. Gawain, maybe you could fill a Hudson sprayer and spritz it down while I drill.
Fuck you. I ain't your motherfucking house, nigga. I'm the inside man.
All right, look, are you going to have a bug up your ass for the rest of the time we work together?
I'll get this right.
No. Me and this gentleman here have to get square. Let me tell you something, McSam. I'm going to tell you about how I came down to Mississippi. I wasn't born here, you know. I'm from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
What the fuck?
Scranton, Pennsylvania. Came down here in 1964. Greyhound bus. With the Freedom Riders. Do you know who the Freedom Riders were, McSam?
No, and I don't give a fuck. Just tell me when the fuck they gonna leave, damn.
The Freedom Riders, my fine young man, were a group of concerned liberals from up north, all working together, just like we are here. Involved citizens who came down here so that local black folk could have their civil liberties. So that people like you could have the vote.
You know what, man?
What, brother?
I don't vote. So fuck you.
You little fucking ingrate.
And the bus you rode in on, jackass.
Let's step outside, McSam.
Fuck the outside. Come on, what?
My friend Miss Funtis is here, so I'm about to go out. Just thought I'd leave y'all with some cinnamon cookies.
Why, that is lovely.
Ooh, y'all sound good. Maybe you could come by to church one Sunday. Give us a recital.
Well, kind of. Our music, however, is, well, how shall I put this? A bit Roman in its outlook.
Many of our pieces were commissioned by the Holy See.
Well, I see, all right. We don't make no big hoop to do by denomination. Everybody welcome at our church. We had a Methodist come in, Episcopalian. Back in the 60s, we had a Jew come in. Yeah, he had a guitar.
A Jew with a guitar.
Well, if you will excuse me one moment, madam, I shall see you out.
If you gentlemen can labor harmoniously in the course of my absence, perhaps upon my return we shall be prepared to explode and fix an old piece of igneous.
Oh, Professor. This Miss Fontes.
Enchanté, Miss Fontes. Ravi.
Rosalie, this is Professor G.H. Doerr, Ph.D.
Oh, my. That's an awful lot of letters.
Well, no, of course. In my youth, I was known simply as Goldthwait.
Uh-huh.
All right, safety meeting. Let's listen up. General, you hand me the primer cord. Before we set the charge, we will run through our procedure. I have earplugs for whoever wants them. Just wedge those right in your ears. Now, here we have, not yet, Lump. Now, primer cord, gelatinite, C4. Time comes, we pack the hole in the rock with the C4 and insert two leads, A and B.
I remember my father saying to me, and it's one of the few memories I retain of the man, from one of his visits home, and how I do cherish it. He said to me, Goldthwait, you are not formed as other boys.
You men learn it?
This is the same procedure we will be using when we collapse the tunnel after entering the casino vault and returning to the root cellar.
He was a self-educated man, didn't have a career as such. But the government did recognize the breadth of his reading by making him librarian of the State Nervous Hospital in Meridian, where he was a distinguished inmate.
Once these materials are combined, only the professionals may handle them. That means me or the general. Separately, they are harmless, completely inert. Why, you could light this stuff on fire, hit it with a hammer.
What in the name of heavens was that?
Well, I'm quite certain there's absolutely no reason to be alarmed. Why, I'm not even absolutely certain I heard anything at all.
Didn't hear nothing.
Well, something, perhaps. Nothing to decompose us was the sense I was trying to convey. Now, Miss Munson, I will not have you missing your musical recital. Off you go. I shall call the gas company.
or the water company, whatever subterranean utility is implicated in this contretemps, I shall see to the matter, as only a highly educated classicist could.
Blood! Blood, Professor! Blood! Blood! Blood!
Jackass, you better get your ass back out of here. Find that shit, dipshit.
I'm perfectly all right.
Perfectly all right? Jackass, you just blooped your goddamn finger off. The motherfucker down there flopping the fuck around. You better get your ass back down there and find it. I'm going to tell you right now, Nubby, I ain't picking up your goddamn finger.
I gather that was a premature detonation.
Could you tell this motherfucker he can sew the shit back on? It's like that dude whose wife cut his dick off, threw it on the freeway. She just called AAA. They took the dick and sewed the motherfucker back on. Listen up. Jackass. I saw the motherfucker in the porno. The thing still work.
Yeah,
it look like a chewed up Frank, but that remarkable. Motherfucker be working that motherfucker. Yeah, it's mangly, but he be fucking the bitch all kind of ways with a twisted thing. Oh, you fucking...
They use it in the house to practice music. At a rococo.
Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna catch his
I suppose we get a fallen comrade to the hospital. The general will follow when he manages to recover the 7 digits.
No, really, I'm perfectly all right. What all the fuss is about?
Good news!
Pickles! Go catch him!
The house is an apple pie order, though we do have to get medical attention from Mr. Pancake, who during the disturbance pinched his finger in the valve with his sack bus.
You let the cat out!
The general is even now exercising every effort in retrieving your mischievous little pickles. Please, go on. Go on and enjoy the concert. Bravo. Au revoir, madame.
Despite our setback, we find ourselves on schedule to penetrate the vault here this afternoon while Miss Munson is at church.
Having blasted that little old rock to pieces during Miss Munson's choir practice. Garth, can you run us through the game plan for what remains of our tunnel?
Of course. Why, it's child's play now. Easiest thing in the world. Only a couple of feet separate us from the vault. Just the usual spade work until we get to the masonry of the vault, and then we just drill through.
And will you be able to wield the drill with your maimed extremity?
Oh, yeah, I should think so. It's only one finger. Inhibits me in doing finer work, of course. I'll always have to live with that. Maybe, I'm just thinking out loud here. Maybe, since, as you say, there will be problems later. Maybe, and I actually mentioned this to Mountain Girl. She agrees with me, so it's not just one person's opinion. Maybe, I should get a little extra compensation for the accident. Somewhat larger share. Well, if this was any other line of work, I'd be getting workman's comp, wouldn't I? I'd even have a pretty good lawsuit.
Wait, so you gonna sue yourself for blowing your own goddamn finger off?
Well, now that is simply asinine.
Yes, but you see, Garth, this is not what you just called some other line of work.
Yeah, no. But
this is a criminal enterprise, not to put too fine a point on it, entailing any manner of risk not involved in honest labor. Governmental regulations and civic safeguards cannot be assumed to apply to antisocial pursuits.
Yeah, but he lost his finger.
He don't give a fuck. That fool could blow his goddamn dick off and don't make no never mind to us. We gotta pay this jackass for going around blowing off goddamn body parts? Get your fucking head out your ass, man.
Look, you, there is no
in this instance.
No extra share.
Okay, majority rules. Like I say, it was just a trial balloon. Hand's not so bad, really. You even get some phantom feeling.
You pull on your prick, you get some phantom feeling.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, nubby.
Well, now that matter is settled, why don't we synchronize our watches before Gawain reports to work? In 20 seconds, it will be exactly 12:16. 15.
But it'll be 12:15?
No, 15 seconds. Well, 11 seconds now. It'll be 12:16. 8.
Professor.
7. 6.
Professor.
5. Professor.
I don't have a watch.
There will be no more weeping.
IBS.
You be what?
Irritable bowel syndrome. Is there a men's room down here?
Oh, come on. You shouldn't be using the men's room now.
Or a ladies' room. Quickly, IBS.
Man, if you knew you had the runs, why didn't you shit back at the house?
Quickly.
You don't want Elron finding your stinking ass on the crapper?
No choice. It's a medical condition. Quickly.
You one disgusting individual. You know that? Come on, follow me.
I feel 30 pounds lighter.
Fuck all with your stinking.
Thank you for being so understanding. Not everyone is, of course, which is why the biggest challenge of IBS is educating the public. Afflicts over 2 million people, yet most of us have never heard of it. And it strikes without regard to age, gender, or race.
Oh, fuck, man. I don't want to hear about this shit.
Well, that's exactly the kind of attitude we're fighting. I guess I never told you that's how Mountain Girl and I met. Had an IBS weekend at Grossinger's up in the Catskills. Of course, the tourist business there has suffered with the demise of the Borscht Belt. So they have various promotions, mixers, so on. This was a weekend for irritable bowel singles to meet, support each other, share stories.
Man, look here. I don't want to hear a single one of them stories.
Now, some of them are very moving.
Not one fucking story.
Look, I didn't choose to have IBS.
Dang, shut the fuck up.
There's no cure, you know. Only control. Lifelong condition.
Yeah, you know, and being an asshole is a lifelong condition, too. Just drop the fucking tool.
I'm not complaining. I did meet Mountain Girl.
Man, get on.
Oh. Marvin. This way, gentlemen. Oh! Excellent. Flawless. Thumbs up.
Can't stop shitting. Can't stop talking about shitting.
Gentlemen, to a few. We who have shared each other's company, each other's cares, each other's joys, and who shall now reap the fruits of our communal efforts, shoulder to shoulder, from each according to his ability, so forth and whatnot. We have had our little differences along the way, but I'd like to think that they've only made us value one another all the more. Each of us coming to understand and appreciate the other's unique qualities and potencies, and yes, foibles. I suggest that we shall look back upon this little caper one day, one distant day, grandchildren dandled upon our knee, and perhaps a tear will form, and we shall say, well, with wit and grit and no small amount of courage, we accomplished something on that day. A feat of daring do, an enterprise not ignoble. We merry band, unbound by the constraints of society and the prejudices of the common rock. We happy few. Gentlemen, to us.
Charge should have gone off already.
Ah, I do beg your pardon.
Charge to collapse the tunnel. I set it for 8 minutes.
Well, that much time and more has certainly elapsed. I need not remind you. It is of the essence of this plan that the money should appear to have simply vanished without a trace, spirited away, as it were, by a ghost.
Of course.
The conundrum of the undisturbed yet empty vault, the unsolvable riddle of the seal, the inviolated sanctum, is of the utmost importance, not only to make our keeper more intellectually satisfying. It is exigent as a matter of practical fact. I remind you that if any tunnel is ever found leading to this house, the owner knows all your names.
I'm holding.
You just fought?
No, I'm fine. Perfectly all right. Not a problem.
There's no hole left.
Professor, I'm surprised.
Properly speaking, madam, we are surprised. You are taken aback. Though I do acknowledge that the sense that you intend is gaining increasing currency through its use, yes. You have returned from your devotions betimes.
I had to make tea. I want to talk to you, Professor, so don't you be leaving. And you. I told you I don't want any smoking in this house. Now, I don't know what you boys been up to, but I know mischief when I see it. I want an explanation, but first, I want you to get your fannies up here with all y'all's period instruments. Now, I've been telling the ladies about your music, and they want to hear you play.
Professor?
Yes, Lum.
I can't really play the butt sack.
Madam, or rather, Madame, you must accept our apologies for not being able to perform, for as you see, we are shorthanded. Gawain is still at work, and we could no more play with one part tacit than a horse could canter shy one. Perhaps I could offer, as a poor but ready substitute, a brief poetic recital. Though I do not pretend to any great oratorical skills, I would be happy to present, with your lady's permission, verse from the unquiet mind of Mr. Edgar Allan Poe. Ladies, thy beauty is to me like those Nicene barks of yore that gently o'er a perfumed sea the weary, way-worn wanderer bore to his own native shore. On desperate seas long wont to roam, thy hyacinth hair, thy classic face, thy naiad airs have brought me home to the glory that was Greece and the grandeur that was Rome.
Glory, hallelujah. Amen.
It was
my pleasure.
Yes, we do, God. Yes.
Thank you. Such a pleasure. Safe home. Yes. Safe home.
Now I want to know what's going on.
Oh, indeed, indeed. The thirst for knowledge is a very commendable thing. Though I do believe when you hear the explanation, you shall laugh riotously, slapping your knee and perhaps even wiping away a giddy tear relieved of your former concern. Lump here is an avid collector of Indian arrowheads, and having found one simply lying on your cellar floor, a particularly rare artifact of the Natchez tribe, He enlisted the entire ensemble in an all-out effort to sift through the subsoil in search of others. And apparently, in doing so, we hit a motherload of natural gas. I myself became acutely aware of the smell of rotten eggs. And it was just at this inopportune moment that the general here violated the cardinal rule of this house and lit himself a cigarette.
So sorry.
Well, what about all that money?
The money. Well, the money is Mr. Pancakes.
That's right.
Who only just remortgaged his home in order to raise the money for a surgical procedure that will correct the wandering eye of his common law wife, Mountain Water, who suffers from stevia, strabismus, and a general curdling of the vitreous jelly. Mr. Pancake is an ardent foe of the Federal Reserve, and is in fact one of those eccentrics one often reads about, hoarding his entire life savings, in Mr. Pancake's case, in a hefty bag that is his constant companion. The steel sack.
Don't trust the banks. Never have.
Don't smell right to me. I'm calling Sheriff Wine.
Madam! Please, please. Madam, no, no. I beg of you. Yes, yes, it is a lie. It is a fantastic tale. You have us dead to rights. But, madam, please, 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 allow me to tell you the truth in private. Madam, madam, we are not musicians of the late Renaissance, nor of the early nor mid period.
Mm-hmm.
We are, in fact, criminals. Desperate men, Miss Monson. We have tunneled into the nearby offices of the Bandit Queen Gambling Emporium and relieved it of its treasure.
No, it emers.
It's true. The Bandit Queen is a den of iniquity, a painted harlot luring people into sin by exciting the vice of greed with her promise of easy winnings. Oh, yes. Her gains are ill-gotten, but I offer no excuses, save one. We men have each pledged one half of our share of the booty to a charitable institution. In compensation for the use of your home, we had planned to donate a full share to Bob Jones University, without burdening you with guilty knowledge by informing you of same. But now you have wrested the information from me. There you have it. It is on your table, Ms. Monson. The awful truth.
Stolen money.
But find the victim, Ms. Monson. I challenge you. Even the casino itself, that riparian Gomorrah, shall suffer no harm. It has an insurance company, a financial behemoth that will cheerfully replenish its depleted vaults. That is its function. And that insurance company has tens and tens of thousands of policyholders, so that we have done the calculations, Miss Monson, so that at the end of the day, at the final reckoning, each and every one of those policyholders shall have contributed one penny, one single solitary cent, to the satisfaction of this claim.
One penny?
One penny. Think of it, Miss Monson. One penny from those thousands upon thousands of people, so that Bob Jones University can continue on its mission. Why, I have no doubt that were those policyholders made aware of the existence of that august institution, each and every one of them would have volunteered some token amount for the furtherance of its aims.
Well, that's probably true.
Sadly, the criminal stain is upon us all. But the benefit shall accrue to any number of worthy causes, as long, that is, as the secret stays with us.
Well, I can't hardly see the harm in it. One penny. I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, it's wrong. And don't you be leading me into temptation.
No, 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 madam, I'm a stranger.
I'm sorry, it's just plain wrong. Stealing.
No, madam!
I know your intentions was good.
No, they weren't.
And I won't call the police if you get back the money and y'all go to church with me next Sunday.
And engage in divine worship.
I made up my mind. Now, you can double talk all you want. It's church or the county jail. Think it over. I gotta feed the cat.
Motherfucker.
Yes. Unfortunately, Ms. Munson has rather complicated the situation.
Yeah, well, I know how to decomplicate it. You bust a cap in that old bitch's head, or everything be simple.
Not easy to do. Many reasons. Practical ones, quiet neighborhood, sleepy town. Reasons of moral repugnance, a harmless woman, a deed conceived and executed in cold blood. No, Gawain, would that it were simple.
Well, fuck, man, what we gonna do? Get the money back and go to church?
Ah, shut up. I quake. You, sir, are a Buddhist. Is there not a middle way?
Must float like a leaf on the river of life. And kill, old lady.
Yes, yes, I suppose you are right. It is the active nature of the crime, though, that so abhors the squeezing of the trigger and the plunging of the knife. But let us take a moment. What other tools do we have at hand? We have the cellar. We have the cavity. We have masonry and trowel. Perhaps we could simply immure her.
Sure, easiest thing in the world. I can whip up a little mortar and a snow saucer, lay the bricks, anchor in some chains. Mountain Girl could outsource the manacles.
Oh, gentlemen, gentlemen, we delude ourselves. No, shortest and painless is best. Gawain's gun, retort muffled by a pillow, into the brain. The affair of an instant. The only question is, who wields the weapon? I believe it is traditional in such circumstances to draw straws.
Fair enough. Here you go, Lump. I'm thinking, though, that since I lost a finger, and I mean literally lost it because that fucking cat, maybe I should be excused from this thing. Hard for me to squeeze a trigger anyway.
You one whiny motherfucker. I'll come over there and squeeze your fucking nutsack you keep that bullshit up.
Shut up, punk.
I'll kick your goddamn ass, sweet lad.
Gentlemen, no special pleading, no exceptions. It is of the nature of the situation. We would all prefer to be excused.
Well, okay. Just a trial balloon. Long straw. You all see it? All that fuss for nothing, punk.
Fuck you.
tapping out the coffee. Oh, would you like a hot cross bun?
No, just an explanation.
Coming up.
Easy. Can I pick the coke up?
Hi, George.
What's going on?
George! How did they get in here?
What you got there, Gwen?
Why, nothing, Mom.
Nothing, my ass. You got a dog there.
No, Mama.
A filthy, noisy little pest of a puppy dog gonna shit all over the house.
He won't shit in the house, Mama. I'm gonna train him. I promise. Gonna train him real good.
I'm gonna train you real good. You wait till your daddy get home. He gonna lay into you proper.
No, Mama, please, Mama. I love you.
Your daddy gonna kick your ass. Please,
Mama's gonna go in ass.
Ain't you gonna use the strap, Mama?
Sorry, Mama, I love you. Stay out my dog's ass and everything, Mama. I trained this shit in the toilet, Mama. I wipe his ass and everything, Mama.
What you doing? What you doing with my pillow?
Look, ma'am, I just came down to get a...
I'm displeased with you.
Yeah, but...
Fine colored boy like you falling in with that trash downstairs. Now, I know your mama taught you better than that.
I can't do it. She remind me of my mama. Look, man.
Why, this is most irregular.
Y'all motherfuckers just gonna have to draw straws again.
Wait a minute. You've got to accept your responsibilities, young man, and shoot that old lady.
Hey, man, fuck you and your irritated bow.
Must shoot.
Now, look here. It's the easiest thing in the world. Just pretend her head's a cassava melon and the gun is a melon baller.
Well, what the fuck are you talking about, a melon baller? Look, man, you do it.
Oh, this is most irregular.
Now, look, with equal rights comes equal responsibility.
I'm afraid Mr. Pancake is correct. We cannot draw straws again. The exercise will lose all credibility if you show the loser can simply beg all.
Must shoot.
Hey, look, man. She's just an old colored lady to you. Come on, man, you do it.
Why, you sniveling little coward.
What did you say to me?
Sniveling little coward.
You whiny motherfucker. I will come up your stankin', irritated asshole with this gun and give you a lead colonic, motherfucker.
You think you scare me, you mewling punk? You don't scare me. Bull Connor and all his dogs didn't scare me. Now be a man.
Fuck. You ain't no fucking man.
Be a man.
You ain't no fucking man. Fucking a 60-year-old with pigtails.
Well, you bastard. Mountain girl is 53. She can ride your ass to jelly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Oh my. I think he's hit.
Oh no.
I'll just check the carotid artery. That's a negative.
Is he dead, Professor?
Yeah, sure he's dead, Lump. I just checked his carotid artery.
Well, this is most irregular. We shall need a hefty bang.
She is in the kitchen. You steal her from the carcass while I dazzle her with conversation.
My dear Ms. Mumpson, I have outlined your position with my colleagues, and I now return to you to render our collective verdict. Uh-huh.
There was much spirited discussion in an atmosphere of frank give and take. Some of our number were initially appalled at your proposal. They would simply return the money. Some were more receptive.
I don't care if they was receptive or not.
And that attitude, madam, was a factor in our discussions. To a man, I must say, they were devastated at the prospect of not being able to contribute to the respective charities.
Well, that is a shame.
Indeed. But at the end of the day, your position prevailed. So we have decided to return the money, every last cent of it, and attend Sunday services, rather than spend the remainder of our days wasting away at the Mississippi Men's Correctional Facility. Though that was the original preference of some.
Thank you.
You are not assisting with the cadaver.
Oh, no need. Just chuck it off the bridge. Easiest thing in the world. I'm just cleaning up here. Oh, that's them. Back already. I just go dump these in the hearse. Yeah, easiest thing in the world.
Than one had imagined. Now, Lump, it falls to you to finish the job.
Must end.
You know, I've been doing some thinking, Professor.
Oh, dear.
Maybe we should be going to church. Maybe she's
not. Oh, dear, Lump. Feared those would be your words. Not that I don't appreciate you giving the matter the benefit of your thought, but recall, my dear boy, our respective functions in this enterprise. I am a professor, the professor, as you yourself so often say, the thinker, trained, in fact, in the arts of cogitation. You, Lump, are the goon, the hooligan, the dumb brute, whose actions must be directed by high intelligence.
Yeah, I know, but...
No buts, dear boy. Do not repeat the error of thinking. Now is the moment of praxis. Now, Lump, you must act.
Well, I can't do it, Professor. A nice old lady like that.
Think of the riches, Lump, that you and I alone shall divide.
Yeah, I know, but...
And reflect also that if you decline to act that's forcing me to do so, you shall no longer have any entitlement to the money. Your offices shall have been nugatory.
You mean you're gonna kill her?
Of course. My hand shall be forced.
I can't allow you to do that, Professor.
Allow. Not allow. What presumption! You stupid boy. You very, very extremely stupid boy.
Oh yeah? Who looks stupid now? No bullets.
Perhaps it happened to be thus. Lo, in yon brilliant window niche, how statue-like I see thee stand. Raven.
Professor? Couldn't face the music.
I appreciate that, yeah. But we don't know what to do.
I'll check
tried
out.
That too. Miss Munson?
Gotta make statements here.
Ma'am, get it possible to wait. We're kind of busy down here today.
Well, I suppose it could wait, but it's about that casino money.
Let me call you back. You know something about it?
Something, everything. I got it at home.
You got what at home?
The money. $1.6 million is down in my root cellar.
How'd you get there, Marva?
A bunch of desperate men stole it and put it there, that's how. See, they was musicians of the Renaissance period. Turned out they really couldn't play, but they could recite poems that break your heart.
The ringleader spoke in dead tongues.
Does he now?
I tried to get you to see him that night.
Yes, ma'am.
I had to holler at him about stealing all that money. Mm-hmm. And I guess I made him feel real bad because they just picked up and left without taking the money. Mm. And they let Pickles out.
So you want us to come over and fetch him?
Oh, no, no, he's back. What you want me to do with the money?
You keep it. Why don't you keep it?
Keep it?
Go on, keep it, Miss Marvel.
Well, it is just a penny off everybody's policy. Could you don't suppose I could?
Yes, ma'am.
Could I just give it all to Bob Jones University?
Yeah. That'd be nice. Give it all to him. That's a good idea.
As long as everybody knows.
My Lord, he done just what he said.
How you doing?
Let the light out, shine on me. Heal the sick and raise the dead.
Let
your light, let the light out, shine on. Oh, let it shine on. Let it shine on. Let your light, brother, light out. Shine on me. Shine on. Let it shine on. Let your light, from the light out. Shine on.
I know I've got religion and ain't ashamed. Let your light from the light out. Shine on me. Angels in heaven gone wrong. My name, let your light from the lighthouse shine on. Let it shine.